What is your name, sir? What's your name, sir? Hello?
Is this the same?
Yes, sir. What is your name?
I can't hear us.
Gregory Benelli.
Okay. Who is Mr. Benelli?
Oh, I think I might, but let me find him.
Sir, can you hear us clearly?
Yes, sir.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
Okay, I think the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse will conduct your hearing. Just hold on 1 second, sir.
Okay, Mr. Benelli, can you please state your name and your ABC number for the record?
The name is Gregory Benelli, 249263.
All right, thank you, sir, and good morning. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the one allegation that's listed on your warrant of arrest. And you should have been given a form notifying you about this hearing. I see that you signed your form on November 30th. Do you remember that, sir?
Yes.
All right, and on that form is a list of your hearing rights, and one of those is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney today, or are you representing yourself?
Representing myself.
All right, thank you, sir. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting this hearing. You can see there are five of us there on the video screen. And on the opposite end of the bench from me, all the way down to your right, is the Honorable David Neal. Right next to him, the Honorable Michael Johnson. In the middle of the bench is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Right next to me here is the Honorable Louis Quinones. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be your panel chair today for this hearing. Also in the room with us is Mr. Westby. There you can see Mr. Westby now. He's a community corrections officer with the Department of Corrections, so he'll be representing the department and your parole officer today in this hearing. So, and before we get started, I need to swear both you and Mr. Westby in. So, Mr. Benelli and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? So help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes,
I do.
Thank you both. Mr. Benelli, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated your conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. Benelli, I'm going to read this allegation to you from your warrant, and I need you to tell me if it's true or false. If you believe it's false, then I'll take testimony from Mr. Westby, and we can discuss a little bit more, and then the board will make the final determination on whether you violated your conditions. Okay, does that process make sense to you, Mr. Benelli?
Yes.
All right, good. Then we'll start phase one of your hearing. And here is the one allegation on your warrant. And it says that you were in violation of condition of supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer, by failing to establish residence at TLC at 2202 East Roosevelt in Phoenix on or about September 29, 2017, as you were verbally directed on September 29, 2017. Your whereabouts were unknown and you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Benelli, is that true or false?
It's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Benelli's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and he may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Thank you. Well, just 1 second, Mr. Benelli, because I need to mark some paperwork here. Okay, so now we can move to phase two of your hearing, where you'll get to kind of explain your side of things, and we'll determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we move too much farther here, we'll have Mr. Westby kind of give the board some background information. So hold the line, and we'll be right back with you. So, Mr. Westby.
On September 29, 2017, Mr. Benelli was released from DOC. He was arrested November 11, 2017 by Winslow PD, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody November 11, 2017 with an adjusted CACD of March 14, 2018, which reflects 43 abscondes. His current conviction, 2015, robbery, 2.5 years. Prior conviction, 2009, aggravated assault, 8 months. 2010, child adult abuse, 2 years. 2014, aggravated domestic violence, 9 months. This is his fourth term in DOC, CUIR score 4-4, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 2. STG information notes he admitted being an active member of the Dene Pride Security Threat Group. Prior term supervision, 2009, TIS release completion, 13 months. 2011, TIS release, arrested for domestic violence, reached CCD prior to seeing the BLEC. 2014, TIS release completion, 1 month. His disciplinary is moderate, with drugs, alcohol, and violence noted. Other arrest, 2008, aggravated assault, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2008, domestic violence, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2011, domestic violence, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2012, domestic violence, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2013, domestic violence, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2015, domestic violence, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. All other charged arrests for domestic violence in 2013 were dismissed or not processed. His community risk score is a G7VA.
Thank you, sir. G7VA. Okay, thank you. Okay, back to you, Mr. Benelli. Looks like you were released as homeless, but during intake, you had a residence approved at TLC, but you didn't go there. So what happened? Why didn't you go there?
Well, I didn't want to be in Phoenix because I already knew that I'll probably relapse.
So
I just went back to Winslow.
Oh, okay. You returned to Winslow. And that's because the people that you were hanging around with were a problem for you in Phoenix.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure I understood you correctly. Were you working up there in Winslow?
No, I was seeking my education for GED at the Northern Pioneer College in Winslow.
Oh, excellent. So you're working on your GED. How far are you? Are you close? Did you get it? Or?
No, they just told me what class or what day to come in to study, and then the GED testing should be like within 3 months.
Okay.
I'm ready or not.
Okay. All right. So you're working on your GED. It looks like you did not have any drug tests while you were out. So what were you doing? You were on abscond status for 43 days. Other than going to get your work on your GED, what else were you doing up there? You weren't working.
That's about it. That's the only thing I was working on, is getting my GED. Plus, I was going to AA. With my girlfriend too, she takes counseling class, so I just go to AA like maybe twice a day.
Okay, so you're going to AA, that's a good thing. Has alcohol been a problem for you in the past, sir?
Yes.
I see, I mean, looking at your history that Mr. Westby gave us, there's a very long string of domestic violence. Was alcohol involved in those?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then a couple of aggravated assaults as well. So was alcohol involved in all of those?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Any other drugs other than alcohol, or just is alcohol the issue?
Just alcohol.
Okay. All right, sir. And have you completed any anger management classes or anything like that?
Nah.
No anger management, okay. All right, and what were you doing the day that the Winslow Police Department arrested you?
Oh, I was walking home, and they just pulled me over and asked if you want to have my name, and I just told them the truth. I was like, well, I guess I told them I had a warrant out of a DOC, and they told me he just dropped me out of Winslow Prison.
Okay, all right, so he just took you right over there.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna see if any of my fellow board members have any questions for you. Anyone have a question? Okay. Mr. Benali, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity, if you'd like, to make a final statement to the board without repeating anything you've already told us. What else would you like us to know? Anything?
Well, I do have a... Well, when I was out there, I just found out that I got a residence. So that's pretty much that's all I got to say. I mean, I was trying to seek a job and I was seeking for GV.
So you said you have a residence, and where is that? In Winslow?
Yeah.
So you have a place that you could reside in Winslow?
Yes.
Okay, I see. All right. Okay. All right. Anything else, Mr. Benali?
That's about it.
Okay, thank you, sir. Mr. Benali, the board is going to go into discussion and make a decision on your case. We do all of our discussions in public, and so it may sound like we're talking to you, but we're just the board talking among itself. So we'll ask you to just stay on the phone there and just remain silent, and we'll be back with you just in a couple of minutes here. Okay, Mr. Benali?
All right.
All right, thank you. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Benali is an individual who has a lengthy history of domestic violence and aggravated assault crimes caused by alcohol, according to him. He is attending Alcoholics Anonymous during the period that he's been out. However, he did not stay in contact with his parole officer, did not report to where he was approved to live at TLC, and understand he wanted to return to Winslow, but he was directed to report to TLC. And the other thing I wanted to mention is that Mr. Benali has not pursued any anger management classes, although he is addressing the alcohol issue with AA, which is a good thing. He did abscond for 43 days, and I am at this point with a release date of March 17th. I'm not seeing him as a good candidate for community supervision. However, I would listen to any input from my fellow board members.
Any
input? All right, thank you. Then I'm going to make a motion based on points in warrant number 2017W3408, our discussion with Mr. Benali, and information provided by Mr. Westby. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Benali was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by absconding for 43 days, during which time his parole officer had no idea what he was doing. He may have been doing good things, but we just don't know. We have no way to know that. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Thank you. Okay, back to you, Mr. Benali. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision, but we would urge you, in the time that you have left, your release date is on or about March 17th, so it's not all that far in the future, but we would urge you to continue going to AA and also get an anger management class or some of the cognitive restructuring classes that are available, maybe thinking for a change, some of those other classes that'll help you so that when you get out, you've got some tools and skills to handle when situations arise that you may feel like you want to become angry. So thank you very much for participating in your hearing today. And your hearing is concluded. If you'd give your the phone back to the CO3, we would appreciate it. Thanks so much, Mr. Benali.
Yeah.